going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get back to the NFL draft in just a moment. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. But, you know, Pearl, I think that 2025 is going to be the year of the drought buster, year of the slump buster, whatever you want to call it.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Manny, she's looking at you, buddy.
Yeah. Big slump.
Listen, we're going to get you there, man. It's still only April. We got a lot of time left in this year. But drought busters in terms of championships, you know, teams that had won before, but it's been a long time. Perloff's jumped on the Toronto Maple Leafs bandwagon. That was 1967. I think this is going to be the year of the drought buster. But the biggest story, if you were going to ask anybody, like, what do you think the biggest story is in 2025? It still is Luka Doncic getting traded. Until something wildly crazy upends that, it's going to be Luka Doncic. So Nico Harrison, a name none of us really knew until this trade deadline, and now he's become all types of famous.
It's all about February, right?
Yes, we were very unaware of his long career at Nike, but now we're all very aware of every move he makes. And he's getting, you know, 20,000 people chanting to be fired. He was addressing the media yet again. So this is a week after they did like a smaller reporters roundtable that didn't go that well. Now he's out in front of the whole media because they felt like that fell really flat. So they put him out there again to answer more questions about why in the world did he make this Luka trade. And he got some very pointed questions, including, why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, I think I've done a really good job here. And I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end.
Right. Funny about that, right? It's like he thinks they've been very successful in Dallas.
And yeah, last year was a good year.
To be honest, I agree. I think they have been very successful in Dallas. They took a chance on Kyrie Irving when nobody wanted him. You know, the Derek Lively. Like they've
got those two centers. It was a good formula last year for sure.
No doubt. But the biggest reason why you got to the finals last year was why?
Gaffney. No, Luka Doncic.
It was, yes.
Derek Lively.
Yes.
It was P.J. Washington. By the way, P.J. Washington, uncharacteristically hot.
No, he was very good.
But obviously, Luka Doncic was your answer.
Of course, the answer is Luka. And, you know, nobody really followed up on that. It's like, yes, you've been successful, but what has been the sun of which all these things are revolving around, right? Yep. Obviously, it's Luka.
Yep.
And, you know, he said that he thinks they have a championship caliber team right now, Perloff, had it not been for the injuries. Well, then I would also ask Nico Harrison this that nobody followed up on. If your team is that ready to win right now, save for the injuries, well, you had Anthony Davis back at the end of the year. So Kyrie Irving is out, but you know what? Kyrie Irving's 32. I'm sorry, he's 33. And he's out a lot. A lot. In fact, Kyrie Irving hasn't played more than 60 games since he was a member of the Boston Celtics. So you might live in a world now where injuries, and along with Anthony Davis, who clearly is nicknamed Street Clothes for a reason, you may be dealing with injuries quite a bit here, sir. So if your team is so good right now, championship caliber, if not for the injuries, well, you have to imagine you're probably never going to be playing with a full deck. you couldn't get out of the play-in. Don't you think if a team, Perloff, was that good, even if they were missing one guy, even someone as important as Kyrie Irving, they would be able to do a little bit better than losing in the play-in?
Yeah. Oh, obviously. I mean, I do think it's a funny year because the Mavericks are not alone. There are several Western Conference teams who build dream teams, but the West is just insane right now. Right. So I think that hurt them a little bit. Obviously, I think they'd be the third best team in the East, ironically, but they're not in top 10 in the West. So you nail it, though, about the you traded for injury-prone players. You got injuries. And by the way, just going back, you said that the day the trade happened. Like, wait, Anthony Davis? Why would you have faith that that guy's going to be on the court? And he wasn't. I mean, I know he came back, but even when he came back, it wasn't enough time to gel, so it really didn't matter.
You know, there's like a beauty in the eye of the beholder thing that Nico Harrison keeps talking about, and he talked about it yesterday. He goes, listen, if you don't believe that Anthony Davis is one of the best two-way players in the league, then you're never going to love this trade. And I think that is really playing your fan base for a fool. Because I can think that Anthony Davis is a great two-way player, and I can also point out that he's missed 153 games over the last 5 years. So, like, him being great and him being available are two very different things. And so I think Nico is trying to be slick here, and he's trying to, you know, he's really trying to sell his vision. But you want to know what? We're going to be right back here again next year. And Kyrie Irving, we don't even know when he's going to be back. He's still recovering from an ACL injury. So he's not even going to have a full season next year. So you're just going to be able to blame injuries until the cows come home. It's going to be very unsatisfying.
If they're healthy next year, they could be a pretty good team. I don't think championship team by any stretch of the imagination.
He said they are.
Well, he's wrong, yeah. Which is nothing new. But let me ask you this. What if there's one savior here? What if Luka goes out in the first round with the Lakers? Then maybe, first of all, it's already going to be an outstanding 30 for 30. There's no doubt about that, the trade. But maybe it's not the story of the year if Luka falters in L.A. Maybe that softens a blow for Mavs fans. That's a big if, by the way, because I think the Lakers could easily come back and make some noise. But if they did fall short, then maybe that makes it just a little easier to take.
So, game tonight, by the way. Game two between the T-Wolves and the Lakers. I think that if in order for Nico Harrison to look like he did the right thing here, I don't think it's just that the Lakers have to lose in the first round. I think you need a Luka crash and burn. Like, it's got to be he comes in, he's fat, he's out of shape, he never gets going. Like, I think the whole thing has to be a failure, not just one season.
Yeah, I'm not sure Nico is going to be around to see the full length of Luka's stay in LA. So I'm not sure we'll ever find that out. But I think that helps. I mean, that's one thing. Nico should be rooting so hard against the Lakers every game, because if Luka went to the finals, then forget it. It would be just death to Nico.
I think even Western Conference. Winning a series, listen, he and LeBron have played barely any games together. It's not like he had all this runway to gel.
Right. I mean, you and I kind of argue about this, too. You think that there is a little bit of runway. I think LeBron's getting older and older, so there is some pressure to do it this year. Mm. And Luka, you know, he didn't look great in that first game. You saw the negatives on Luka, which is he can be two ball dominant, yep, not really move around. You know, Steph Curry passes the ball and then moves away from the ball. Luka passes the ball and stands at the top of the key, then isn't great on defense. He's okay on defense, but generally, I think that would help Nico. That's the best I can do for you here. Otherwise, I don't understand why the man still has a job. Do you?
They can't fire him right now.
Why not?
Well, because they all signed off on this. Like, if the owner turns around and fires him when he just said, okay, you have my blessing to do this, then the owner looks stupid.
There is a report
they're all
that
in
the
this together.
There is a report that the owner worshipped this guy, Nico Harrison, and that now he's cool on him. For what it's worth,
I think we might have a raging case of new owneritis. I think Bill Simmons coined that term. This one seems like it's pretty bad. I don't know if penicillin is going to clear this one up.
And also just to not have the pulse of the fans either, because
my God.
I was going to get to that right now. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, yeah.
Good executive producing, Manny. Keep us on track. So this
Watch
is the
out,
other
DJ.
Thing. This is the other thing that Nico Harrison said yesterday that had people baffled. And it's not a basketball X's and O's thing. It's about the audacity to trade a star that is as popular as Luka Doncic. Well, Nico didn't really understand just how popular Luka was.
I did know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level.
He was later asked to clarify that, and he doubled down. He said, no, I know he was important. I didn't understand he was this important. Now, Nico Harrison was hired on June 28th, 2021. It's February of 2025 when he traded Luka Doncic away. You must not be that quick of a learner. And I understand sometimes, Perloff, when front office people kind of put themselves in a bubble. Maybe they don't listen to sports talk radio. Maybe they don't read the papers. I think that's basically all BS. But some will insist that they do not hear, read, do, you know, are they're not aware of how the team is being perceived, like on the outside. That's why that's a mistake. This quote is why that's a mistake. Because whether you meant it or not, if you mean it, the most tone deaf thing you could possibly say, you don't know your own franchise. You don't know your own city. And worse, you never got to know them. You didn't care. And that to me is a major flaw for Harrison. You want the GM, Pearl, to have a little sense of your standing, because the other part is, does this actually play into why they didn't get more in return? He went to the Lakers. Maybe he went to the Bucks, but he definitely went to the Lakers. Yeah. He didn't get enough in return for Luka Doncic. Maybe if he realized how, did he not realize how important Luka is? Did the all NBAs not, you know, inform him?
Yeah, I don't get the connection though between the fan love. I don't think it matters. The fan love of a player does not matter at the end of the day. GMs are only judged by one thing, wins and losses. Trust me, if this Anthony Davis Kyrie thing worked, fans would run to root for the Mavs. They would not care. Nico would be a hero. So I don't think a GM should care about what the fans want if he thinks he can improve the team. Now, that's the problem. The problem is Nico thought they were going to be better without Luka Doncic, and that has proven to be crazy.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, honestly, your favorite enemy, your nemesis in football, the Patriots, they never made any moves based on the fans at all. The opposite. They let lovable guys out the door and didn't even think twice about it. I think GM's got to be hardcore to ignore the fans. But if he had made a move that helped them win more games, say they got the right package for Luka, they got this awesome defensive team, and it wasn't really a fan-friendly team, but they were really, really good, nobody would care. It'd be fine.
Right, but you know, you bring up the Patriots, and they are the one example that it's all about the winning. Had they been trading away the Richard Seymours, and they've been trading away guys who were really beloved and not won, there's no way that Belichick would have lasted as long as he did, right? Yeah. Like, you just said it. As long as you win, you're in good shape. The problem is, not many people get the last laugh in the way that Belichick did for so long. And then, by the way, Belichick couldn't keep it going for three seasons. They got his ass up out of there. So it's like, you know, you can only be cutthroat, and you can only do that as long as the results are on the court. And I don't think Nico's going to enjoy that success that Bill Belichick did.
But I do think a lot of great teams have cut players that were beloved and been a hardcore move. I'm thinking, and I don't remember this at all. I know the Bulls, they got rid of like their old star. They had this group of stars when Jordan got there, and they were lovable, and they just cut them all. I'm thinking of the Chiefs cut Tyreek Hill. Like, really great teams make hard decisions, even though they know the fans won't like them, protecting the long term. At the end of the day, fans come back for wins. That's the only thing that really matters.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably some examples throughout history, and this could actually be a great debate, like the trades that really damaged a franchise. I know there's one for a team that I root for.
What's that?
And now I wasn't around to see it, but the Tom Seaver trade for the New York Mets was something that they did not recover from for a really long time. This is a really long time ago I'm talking about, but that was a horrific trade that happened in the middle of the night, almost like Luka Doncic. So,
but I think getting rid of a fan favorite when you think it's better, I think that's generally a move that shrewd GMs do. That is definitely like the fans like past production. They usually hold on to the old guy too long. I think I kind of like this hardcore thinking. Unfortunately, the execution was not there. I like getting rid of the fan favorite. It gave me the Chiefs said bye bye to Tyreek Hill, and it worked. I would, to my surprise. Yeah. I bet you the Eagles, you know, they're not a sentimental team. They'll move on. They moved on from Carson Wentz pretty easily, and he was pretty popular. So I kind of like this idea. It's just the execution of it. But Nico did not know that Luka was popular. That's even crazier than the trade. Like, how did you not know Luka Doncic was popular?
I have no idea. And I think he means it.
Yeah, I don't think he's messing around here.
And the other part, too, is this is why that quote doesn't make sense. And it makes me worried a little bit about Nico. Well, I'm already worried about him, but he made his bed. You worked at Nike. which is all about taking the temperature and the pulse of the greater fan base, right? Don't you make bets on people? If it was just about leading scorers or if it was just about rings or whatever, you're trying to find who the zeitgeist likes. You know, Nike is all about who's on the, who's popular in the streets, who's popular in, you know, amongst young people, who can sell jerseys, like who can sell shoes.
Well, that might
explain. You didn't think that Nika or that Luca was popular? Like, what did all those years of Nike do for you?
Well, that might explain, because I don't think, Luca is a top Nike guy. I feel like Nike, I'm thinking some of the commercials, like, they get, like, guys like Zion and, like, the young John, I don't know if John Morant's a Nike guy. I just think that Luca is a little bit earthbound to be a shoe superstar.
Don't say in your own market, though.
Right,
like, you would think having all that knowledge of what Nike does and then apply it to your market.
Yeah, by
you
way,
should be able to see the signs that a guy's really popular.
Yeah, but he might have been looking at the national scene and said, well, you know what? There are other, he probably was thinking like a shoe executive.
Yeah, because I
shoe
forgot.
Shoe likes young and up and coming. They don't like established.
I know. So I forgot all the national commercials with Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving on them. Okay, Kyrie Irving is basically was a nuclear reactor for things
shoes
that he had said and done.
Shoes are popular, though.
Shoes are very popular.
Yeah, Kyrie's shoes were popular. What is the deal with Luka's shoes? I don't know nothing about him. I'm not great at sneaker culture. Does he have a big selling shoe?
Not that I can think of.
But
no.
Nike's more, it's shoes, but it's also, don't you see, like, they are the kingmakers.
Yeah.
You know, they understand this type of thing.
Right, but shoe companies have a very specific, they like young and electric.
That's what Luka is.
Luka is young and not electric. He has three dunks in his entire career.
Sounds like you agree with Nico then.
Well, I think Nico is looking at a national perspective and saying like, wow, Luka, we have metrics on this. Anthony Edwards is more popular than Luka. So I think he probably...
Where does Anthony Davis fit in this conversation?
No, nowhere. Not at all. I just wonder if that's why Nico is thinking from a Nike perspective where Luka's not exactly their style of player probably, which is stupid. He should have walked out his door and seen the jerseys. I assume he has an office in Dallas. Does he live? Where does he live even? Is he in the city? But actually, I got to be honest. The tears of the Luka fan, I didn't know either. I figured most people.
I just took him to the finals. What do you think? Everyone's going to be okay with him getting shipped out of town for an older, injury prone player, literally nicknamed Street Clothes?
Wait. Luka does have a shoe deal, by the way. His newest is the Luka 4 Space Navigator.
And who is that?
That is Nike.
And how's it selling?
Luka 4 Space Navigator.
By the way, I did see he's the number one selling jersey since he went to the Lakers, but it's a new team, so everyone's got to buy their jersey. I think the funny thing is, Luka's visibility from a Luka standpoint, he won this trade massively. I mean, massively.
Well, not monetarily, because he can't sign the Supermax anymore, so he probably lost like $100 million. But yes, no,
but
he comes out as the winner.
Right? I mean, I don't think he was signing that deal. Would he want, if he had a choice between, even with that money,
he said he was signing it. Just, you know, to be fair to him, he said he always intended on signing it.
But did he know the Lakers was an option?
No, he did. Jay is our buddy in Nashville. Jay, good morning. What's up, dude?
Man, y'all got me calling in reading tea leaves again. First of all, yesterday, y'all sound like y'all had a bunch of dolphins calling in yesterday. That was funny as I don't know what. But I remember I told y'all before y'all even came to, like, mornings, I was like, man, first of all, like, Anthony Davis, he barely blow on him. And, like, he's going to tear an ACL or something like that. You know, you might speak too loud around him and something's going to happen. But as far as Nico is saying, people got to realize Nico is the fall guy. This was a decision made by somebody above Nico's head, because you can see when everybody was yelling fire Nico, you see the look on Mark Cuban's face. And all I'm reading off of Mark Cuban is like, dude, it's not Nico's fault. Like, you can tell Mark Cuban's like, Nico is going through this. He's not even the one to really call this shot. I can see it off of Mark Cuban. And really with Luka, it reminds me of the Marcus Allen situation where he had to sit on the sidelines all them years. Because it's almost like, I'm like, did Nico like bang somebody's smoke show of a daughter or wife or something? Because that's what it seems like happened. Because this is what happened to Marcus Allen. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute, hold on, Jay. Back it up for a second.
What?
You're wondering if Nico Harrison crossed a line personally and now he's being punished?
No, not Nico, Luka.
Oh, Luka. Okay.
Oh.
That Luka,
I mean, it doesn't sound sad. Kind of like Luka Nico, yeah.
Jay, like when Jared Goff said that he would like to have private time with Sean McVay's girlfriend, is that what we're talking about?
I don't know, but if he said that,
that happened, and Jared Goff left town in 3 months. So I like this theory. It could explain it from a basketball standpoint.
Yeah, and it seemed like the same thing that happened with Marcus Allen. Because, like, Marcus Allen was, like, a top-notch player. But, no, you're going to sit on the sideline because we know what he did. And it's almost like you got rid of Luka, but, you know, it's almost like this doesn't make any – it don't make any sense. And then it's almost like Dallas, y'all need to hire, like, you, like a three-headed snake voodoo witch doctor to get this curse up off you. Everybody getting hurt. I ain't never seen cause and effect or karma work this hardcore like this.
And this quickly. Jay, thank you for the call. I'm going to throw a little cold water on Jay's theory that Luka Doncic may have secretly been sleeping with somebody's wife or girlfriend, and that's why he had to get up out of town.
Is it the fact that he's married with a child, or at least has a child with a beautiful Spanish model?
Sure. But that's not the reason why I'm throwing cold water on it. The reason why I'm throwing cold water on it is because this is not like Ime Udoka, right? Ime Udoka, former Celtics coach, got caught having a relationship with somebody's wife or whatever in the building, and then he had to go.
Yep.
That was also like a power dynamic thing that played into it. But I think, I'm going to be honest, even if Luka had been doing something, and by the way, this is, we're entertaining something totally silly here. Jay's hilarious, but this is all jokes. They're picking Luka.
What if it was the Mavericks owners something? Of course they're not going to. What's wrong with Jay's theory? It's totally sound.
I just don't think, I think that A, the owner would let it go.
No, come on.
Who's the daughter? I'm assuming she's of age and this is a consensual thing.
I have no idea. What if it's
hilarious?
Say it's an owner's wife and the star player hooks up with her, which I've seen in TV shows before. You don't think that'd be a problem? That's what he was implying.
How do they deal with it on TV shows?
It doesn't end well for the player. The owner gets rid of him.
Still doesn't make any sense why you wouldn't shop him to more teams than just the Lakers, by the way.
I don't know. Jay was talking like we all know the Marcus Allen story. I know Marcus Allen was linked to OJ's wife. I didn't know, was he involved? He got shipped out of town by the Raiders because of an affair. That'd be news to me. I have no idea.
We can do a little research here. Yeah. I want to start wildly speculating.
No, Jay was acting like, well, you all know why Marcus Allen left the Raiders. I'm like, no.
So one other thing, though, about if the owner really ordered the code red here, Patrick Dumont, right? They're big casino magnates that he married into the family. So if they really just didn't want to pay Luka, quick research here. Luka could have signed a Supermax extension that would have been worth $345 million over 5 years. Okay. Well, yesterday, Nico Harrison was asked about Kyrie Irving and whether Kyrie Irving was going to continue to be a member of the Mavs, and he's got a contract and everything going on, and he said Kyrie is going to be on this team, whether he opts in or out of his contract. Well, you want to know what Kyrie can sign for? And I bet they're going to do it. $313 million over 5 years. So you're telling me you didn't want to pay Nico the $345, but $313 for a 33-year-old Kyrie Irving coming off an ACL, that's going to be no problem. Guys, none of this makes sense. Any way you slice it. Maybe Jay's theory is the best one. I still don't think so. None of it makes sense. They're all in damage control, and they all blew it.
Actually, they're not in damage control at all. That's part of the problem. He said one thing that sounds like damage control. It sounds like he's like, I did the right thing. He just keeps doubling down. I mean, we're kicking a dead body. I mean, Nico's definitely going to get fired. This is definitely not going to get work out. I mean, there's no way Kyrie Irving and Anthony Edwards and this team are going to get
Davis.
Anthony Davis.
They kill that Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. So
no, they'd probably trade him away.
I'm just down a rabbit hole of what happened with Marcus Allen and the Raiders. It seemed like a contract dispute, not an affair.
We'll do a little research in the break. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let us know what you think. I think Perloff brought up a good point. If Luka loses in the first round, does Nico Harrison win here? Does he look a little bit better? 888-710-4ISN, Lakers T-Wolves tonight. We're back in a minute.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. We are 60 hours, 32 minutes, and now 25 seconds away from the probably second greatest day on the calendar, sports calendar to me, the NFL draft, first being the Super Bowl. I cannot wait. I'm thrilled, even though my Eagles pick 32 for now. We'll see if they move around. It's going to be a good draft, not a great draft.
I have such, not to nitpick here, but if you ask me the two best years, best days of the year on the sports calendar, I wouldn't pick either of the ones you said.
Retweet.
Really? Oh, my God. I mean,
Super Bowl's not one.
Oh, my God. Super Bowl's amazing.
No, Super Bowl's fine. Your team's been playing in it a lot, so I'm sure you like it a lot more. But no, I think that I would take like a full slate of playoff games. Like, give me wild card
like
weekend.
Divisional round.
First day, rocks.
Day one, day two of the men's tournament. Mm.
That's what I was thinking. NCAA tournament. Games start at noon.
But there's just a special feel about the Super Bowl. You've been working up for it. It's like a party. You get to eat nachos. Everything about it is good to me.
Well, other people eat nachos like whenever during the divisional want. Round.
Nothing says the Super Bowl quite like the Mexican dish of nachos.
But for me, draft is
America's greatest feat.
Draft is right there for me. It's very, very close because, Super Bowl, as you said, is two teams. There are 32 teams that are alive and kicking because my Eagles weren't always regularly going to the Super Bowl. A lot of years, all I had was the draft. And there's some organizations, some that people root for here, that's the best they got.
No, I get it.
Me.
I was rooting for one of those organizations for a long time and they kept blowing it over and over again. Yeah, I don't. Draft is probably my top five, but I don't know if it's my number.
I used to sit there with notebooks as a kid. I used to be the full on, like, pretend I was going along with the draft. I was a full on nerd.
That explains a lot.
I don't know about you guys, but let me tell you something. Day one of the NBA Summer League, I'm right there every year.
Everyone's got their thing. Not going to yuck your yums, Manny. Get to CeeLo, who's got the latest headlines for us. Very busy night last night.
Yeah, and we talked last hour about officiating and the difference in free throws at Madison Square Garden for game two between the Knicks and the Pistons. So 34 for Detroit, 19 for the Knicks in the Pistons, 100-94 road win, evening that series at one apiece. Interesting statistical trend, which I guess was put out before the game last night. So Ray Acosta officiated this game. The Knicks have, in the last 3 years at home, their winning percentage is 626. But with Mr. Acosta officiating, it's 300.
Get the tinfoil hats on, guys. I just don't understand why the league would want to, they want to extend this series. Like, what's the conspiracy?
I don't know, and I'm not even saying it's that the league is intentionally doing something, but for whatever reason, this particular official doesn't seem to jive well with the Knicks, especially on their home floor.
This is like a little Scott Foster, Chris Paul situation?
I suppose it is, yeah.
But are we talking about last night? Because the Knicks got into the foul the third and fourth quarter in like 2 minutes each. They had, the second half was all Knicks.
Eventually it was, but at the end of the day, the disparity of 34-19 and the fact that, for whatever reason, the Knicks don't particularly fare well at home with this guy officiating games.
The Knicks grab every single play of every moment of every play. Their hands are all over everybody. If OG lost his hands, he would not be able to play any defense.
Have you seen how the Detroit Pistons have been officiated?
The Pistons are
week?
Even worse, by the way.
No, it's all bad.
I was watching the 90s last night. I couldn't stand it.
Well, Steve Kerr called the Houston Rockets Golden State Warriors 1997 basketball, and he didn't mean it as a compliment.
Oh,
this might be like, 92-93 this series, something like that.
I thought that was the golden era of basketball. I thought you guys wanted it to go back to that. I'm confused now. What do you guys want?
Here's the thing. I'll go down the road on any ref conspiracy you want, and the NBA did themselves no favors because Tim Donaghy. But yeah, I don't get the motivation for trying to hurt the Knicks. The Knicks would be the team that they'd want to advance. You got Timothy Chalamet there, courtside, and all the celebrities.
I don't think they're doing it on purpose, but for whatever reason, they just don't seem to play well with this guy when he's got the whistle. In any event,
I thought the Knicks got the calls last night. I'm being dead honest.
They did it. They did down the stretch. Yeah. But it was a physical game for Detroit all the way through.
A lot of people think officials keep games close. That's their only goal. It doesn't matter which team they're rooting for.
Mission accomplished last night.
Yeah, it was a crazy one.
15-point lead all of a sudden was gone. Asar Thompson did eventually foul out for Detroit. Head coach J.B. Bickerstaff on his team's approach.
Right, we don't want to be on our heels because we're worried about foul calls. We need to be who we are, and we need Asar to be who he is. And he's dogged on the defensive end of the floor. But again, there's some cheap ones we can find our way away from, but we want to continue to be physical.
And it definitely seemed like he got under Brunson's skin, because when he fouled out, Brunson's laying on his back and he's holding up the six for six fouls, and the Knicks were still trailing at that point. It's like, maybe focus on, taking a lead in the ball game before we worry about that. But that's the way it goes. Helps when Cade Cunningham gets back to doing his thing. 33 points to lead the way for the Pistons, while Dennis Schroeder finished with 20 off the bench, including a huge three to put them back in front after the Knicks had erased in full that 15-point deficit to tie. Looked like maybe they would come from behind to win again, just as they did in the series opener, but instead you got a 1-1 series heading to Detroit for game three on Thursday night. Meantime, in Denver, the visiting team also bounced back from a series opening defeat.
Norm, the right wing three is in! Timeout Denver! 103-100! Norman Powell has turned it on in the fourth, and Big Shot Powell with one of the biggest shots of the night.
Clippers radio put LA up three, which ended up as their margin of victory over the Nuggets, 105-102. A lot of heavy lifting for Kawhi Leonard. Had a huge game, 39 points on 15 of 19 shooting. Game three of that series also Thursday, and shifting to Los Angeles, where you had Stanley Cup playoff action last night and a crazy game between the Kings and the Oilers as Edmonton erased a 4-goal deficit to pull even on a Connor McDavid goal with about 90 seconds left in the third period. But then less than a minute later, Philip Deneau scored his second of the game to put the Kings back in front, and LA prevailed over Edmonton 6-5 in the series opener. In Dallas, Stars and Avalanche went to overtime in game two.
Miles Wood does turn it over. Here's Colin Blackwell. Going at Johnson. Blackwell into the slot, shoots. Save made through traffic by Blackwood. Blackwell scores! It's over! This series is tied!
They don't call him Big Game Bob for no reason. Bob so with good. Shoes and Final Call on ESPN. The energy just booming through that clip there as Dallas bounced back in overtime to even that series at one. So you guys spent the last segment talking Nico Harrison, all the rage in Dallas these days, to the point where right behind Pete DeBoer, Stars head coach last night, first row behind the glass,
fire
was not
Nico.
One but two gentlemen wearing a Fire Nico t-shirt.
Oh,
yes, which was
no.
So they really, I mean, in game one, you had a lady that was in a similar spot wearing a My Cup Size is Stanley t-shirt, which I thought was very creative.
Hockey fans always bring it.
But the Fire Nico Please t-shirt was very vivid last night.
I like the please. Just so
yeah, please.
Polite. Fire Nico, please.
Got to be polite about it.
Southern
do
charm.
You guys remember the, I'm sure you do, the woman who was the Edmonton fan?
Yeah.
Who got very famous last year?
Yes.
For being real loose.
Oh, for showing,
yes, yes, now I remember. Yeah.
For showing her cup size.
Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't Stanley.
She, Scottish as well?
It was pretty close.
She's like Scottish, isn't she?
I don't remember.
Or Irish? She had an accent. Are we talking about the same lady?
I'm sure.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. We're all talking about the same lady.
Yeah, Oilers
the fact that you
Oilers
could even
girl.
Like pick out her face in a lineup would be like a real.
That Oilers girl. Oilers no, girl. I was thinking of a different hockey chick. Oh, yeah, no, I remember Oilers girl. Oh,
there's
yeah.
a different hockey
about,
chick.
Are you talking about recently the gal that came in to watch the Maple Leafs?
I think that was
and
it.
She
yes.
was hammered.
She was just
out
obliterated.
On the streets. Yeah.
I remember
did she
Oilers.
Flash the camera?
No.
She didn't flash, but she was referencing
got it.
The players. Being distracted by her
right.
I definitely
large
remember
breasts.
Being distracted yeah. by Oilers girl, though.
Yeah. But that was in Edmonton, though, right?
This exactly. In LA. Yeah, so that's what I was wondering. Do you think she comes back? And
oh,
by
yeah.
the way, like...
God, please.
And every red-blooded man in Canada and the United States said a silent prayer and lit a candle to hope that she comes back. I just wonder, like, does the team, you know, does she get all of a sudden, like, a free ticket in the mail? Hey, you know the assignment.
Maybe. It's very possible. Instead of just, you know, in this case, she can try to distract the Kings when they come to Edmonton because there's not much else to do in Edmonton.
Listen, I think it's going to
wow. CeeLo you know? With a shot at Edmonton.
I mean, no, that's, listen, right. You read all those player polls. That's what they talk about. Edmonton and Winnipeg.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to do in those cities when you're on the road trip.
Poor Alberta.
Can't hang out in the hotel. So maybe they send Oilers girl over to the Kings Hotel and
listen,
see what happens.
I think she does her best work in public. You don't want to hide that from people.
Yeah.
You
no,
know?
You don't.
She's
no,
a
you don't.
Freaking cold hero.
If you got it, flaunt it, right?
Amen.
That's what people say.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Winnipeg, they topped St. Louis 2-1 to go up 2-0 on the Blues. And after blowing a 2-0 lead at home against Montreal, the one-seed Capitals turned to the GOAT to get the job done.
As the puck comes toward Beauvillier, Ovechkin was in the vicinity and a shot here for Beauvillier. A chance, they score! And Ovechkin got it! His first overtime game winner! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Montreal! Alex Ovechkin, the overtime game-winning goal!
That's Caps Radio finishing off a 3-2 home win to open up that series. I'll be honest, I kind of wondered with the, you know, the chase to catch and pass Gretzky down the stretch, and you thought maybe they'd be a little stout. They blew a lead, and it's only one game, but the man's 39 years old. Two goals, including the winner, an assist, four shots, seven hits. He was quite active for the Caps.
Did anybody like
last night?
I had a little take on social media last night that this is actually helping Michael Jordan because if Ovi can do that at 39 and LeBron is not going to come out of the NBA, shows once again LeBron really not that great.
What
Ovi
what
is
did,
making
what
LeBron
did Jordan do at 39?
Well, just denigrating
in that
LeBron.
Same city.
Yeah, fair.
As Ovi,
fair, but don't get defensive for your LeBron. Just stick with the moment here, Maggie.
I'm just saying. I wonder if you threw your back out with that stretch.
I mean, I'm just a little worried that Ovi's making LeBron look bad by dominating. Still, I crossed my mind. A lot of people on Twitter.
Now people are talking.
It, now that you mention it, Perloff, you might be onto something.
Yeah, I just saying, Ovi looks like he's kind of at his peak where LeBron looked bad in game one. Probably looked great in game two.
I was going to say, and Michael Jordan was at a blackjack table in the Bahamas by the time he was doing any of that. Here's my question. I don't want everything to be a referendum on the drought buster, slump buster thing.
Oh, here we go.
But the fact that the Capitals, it's been 8 years.
Yep.
It's not as bad as, you know, the Maple Leafs. Obviously, nothing's
as bad
as that. But I think it kind of fringe counts as if they won the cup, would it be considered a drought buster? It's right on the cusp.
That was 8 years ago?
Yeah.
That's literally what I just asked Nico.
God.
That being said, have you thought about...
CeeLo just took a bullet.
That was very... I'm usually not fazed by these things. That is depressing.
Yeah.
I guess that must have been, you know what? Probably because COVID came after that.
Yeah.
It feels
everything
like not that long ago. But
wait,
wow.
Okay. Can we pause on one thing here?
Yeah.
You might be insane. If you think the Capitals are a drought, Capitals who never won anything, won 8 years ago, like anybody's talking about the Washington Capitals title drought, is that ever across anyone's mind?
You wanted to put the Eagles in there.
I didn't want to put the Eagles in there. I said, because I think this whole thing is ridiculous. I don't think the UConn women belong in there. I definitely don't think the Florida Gators belong in there.
But you're saying Rory?
A drought is the Chicago Cubs. A drought is the Detroit Lions. It is not Rory, maybe a little bit. But Rory makes sense. People are talking about Rory not being able to break through. Nobody is saying the Washington Capitals are in a title drought. Find that sentence somewhere on the internet.
You are wrong. The Cubs was a curse.
Red Sox was a curse.
We're talking about droughts and slumps.
But you might say the Cubs broke their World Series drought.
It was a curse. That's a different category.
But it was a 100-year drought. Yeah, but
you don't say the Cubs snapped their World Series curse.
Yes, you do.
No, come on. It's a drought. Wait.
But if anybody, I'll buy everybody breakfast. If there's a headline, Capitals win the cup this year, break their long Stanley Cup drought.
Andrew Kaplan, please work on that, Mr. AI.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just not, it doesn't fit. You're now talking about me stretching to get an anti-LeBron take out of Ovi with an overtime goal. That's worse.
I'm going to find Washington Capitals championship drought.
You might as well do the Eagles same year.
Reference to a drought.
To the long Washington Capitals drought.
But really it's going to be, it's seven.
It will be seven.
But yeah,
so the Eagles were more just as longer drought than our actually same drought.
Here's how about this?
You're going to read the same thing probably.
The Sports Illustrated article? I got SI article.
Essentially
from April 19th of this year, listing the Stanley Cup title droughts for every playoff. Well,
okay.
I'll do you one better,
I'll take
Maggie.
A breakfast burrito.
Here's Essentially Sports, whatever that is.
That qualifies? You have every team in the NHL?
No, no. Here's one, though, and I don't know what this Essentially Sports is, but this is the headline. Washington Capitals, it's wrong, but Washington Capitals can break a six-year-old drought with these edges over Montreal for Stanley Cup playoffs. But
there you really go. Thank you, Essentially Sports.
Six-year-old drought of what?
But it's kind of incorrect because they won in 18. This is 25, so that's 7 years.
Yeah, it'll be seven.
For the Cup.
For the Cup?
Yeah. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but or was it like a drought against Montreal or something? Or like,
I don't.
Maybe it was a different drought.
I think it would be that, but let me see.
Still a drought buster. I'll take a burrito.
All right. I'll buy Manny burrito and nobody else.
This would be Manny's second breakfast, not that we're watching.
Drought would be when the Canadians haven't been in the playoffs much recently, so I don't know what it would be specific to Montreal. In any event.
Anyway.
You're the drought buster. You're right.
I'm telling you, if Drought Buster wasn't already trademarked, we would have had the merch ready to go.
So the Eagles count then too, because the Eagles was a longer drought than the Capitals, right?
2017, yeah. Was it the 2017 season?
Same.
It was the 17 season though, right?
Yeah, so same year.
Same, 18 February to 25 of February. 17.
Well, my Birds did break the long drought. They never won a Super Bowl in their entire franchise history. That's
or that, yeah. Yeah.
888-710-4ISN. CeeLo, thank you so much. Coming up, who's going to be showing up today at one team's very important workouts? Tell you next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, big deal for the 49ers today and this morning. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. It's a voluntary workout, Pearl, but it's kind of could take the temperature of where things stand with the 49ers with regards to three players with big contract questions. First and foremost is Brock Purdy. If Brock Purdy doesn't show up, even though it's voluntary, I think that it shows you, man, this thing is probably a lot further apart than we ever anticipated.
Absolutely.
Because Brock's so young, like there's no reason why he would skip any of these workouts.
And he's Mr. Irrelevant. He seems like a guy who would go to every voluntary workout. Like that's part of his character.
Totally. Now, George Kittle, more of a veteran guy, probably would still be in his character to go to these things.
Still seems like a guy who loves a voluntary workout.
I mean, I'm assuming he was at WrestleMania for the last 3 days because, of course, George Kittle was probably in Vegas the last couple days. And then Fred Warner is another that people are keeping an eye on. Or whether or not he's going to show up.
Seems like another guy who would love a voluntary workout. I mean, these are,
you know, leaders.
Everybody in the NFL is a hardworking player, but these seem like guys who late round picks, all three of them. Actually, Warner, I think, was third round, Kittle fifth, and Purdy seventh. These are hard workers. They're not guys who skip voluntary workouts unless it's serious. They're not going on vacation. Although you do bring up a good point about WrestleMania.
I think that Kittle was probably there. I'd bet my life savings on it, quite frankly. So I obviously, you know, the George Kittle part, you know, George is definitely much older. Fred Warner is such a cornerstone, and linebacker position is going to be expensive, but not nearly the numbers we're wading into when it comes to Purdy. You know, Purdy is really the big question mark. He's the big meatball out there because if they are very far apart, well, this is the last person you want things dragging out with is your quarterback. Now, this came across from Chris Sims a couple days ago. Chris Sims, obviously, son of Phil, on TV all the time.
NBC Sports lead analyst, Sunday night, you see him all the time.
Great evaluator of quarterbacks, too.
He's good. He's had some
very, very good hits over the years when other people have been ignoring, especially, and probably the top of his resume is like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Mahomes, he was pretty high on Mahomes, too, I think.
Here's Chris Sims saying, no one in football thinks Purdy is a top 10 quarterback.
Nobody looks at Brock Purdy and thinks he's a top 10 quarterback in football. Nobody. Yeah. With Shanahan as his OC and the 49er all-star team around the last few years, yeah, he can look pretty damn good. He can look top 10-ish. But we just saw last year when the 49er all-star team fell apart and got injured, 6-11, and we're talking about we're going to pay over $50 million a year.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that Chris Sims has this take. He's fine to have it, but it just does that part of it doesn't matter. I'm surprised he doesn't realize that. Because to me, Brock Purdy is, and I bet his people are looking more at this like, here's what other people have gotten paid. Like, I'm sorry, I forgot the Super Bowl run that Tua went on or that Trevor Lawrence went on. Like, all these guys got paid. He's just saying, I'm the next in line. I've already been a Pro Bowler. I've been to Super Bowl, multiple NFC Championship games. You know, I don't think he's saying, oh, it's because I'm this outrageous talent that you should be paying me $50 million. He's saying I slot in along right around where these other guys got paid.
Well, yeah, but the Niners are saying, and I think rightly so, there's no one else is paying you $50 million. If you become a free agent, you're not getting $52 million a year. That's what they're saying.
I don't know if they're right about that.
Oh, they're absolutely right. Why would anyone pay Brock Purdy $52 million a year?
Why is anyone paying Sam Darnold what they're paying him? Why are people paying Geno Smith what they're paying him?
But those guys are much cheaper than 52, and they're probably
they're also not as good as Brock. They're not.
Oh. See, that's why I agree with Sims. I mean, you take away, you know, you don't think that Sam Darnold and Geno Smith would have big years with Shanahan. And by the way, when Sims talks about Shanahan, they're best friends. So yeah, that means a ton.
Played together at Texas.
Yeah. So, no, I you really think Geno could kill it in San Francisco? I think he'd be amazing.
Okay. All I know is I think if you're talking about Sam Darnold, you're actually looking at draft bias from him being like the third overall pick a long, long time ago, thinking that he could do this again. Because, I'm sorry, was Minnesota not an all-star team?
Yeah, and he was great.
Okay, well,
way better than Brock Purdy last year.
Well, but he had a way healthier team last year.
Right.
But McCaffrey was healthy last year, maybe Brock Purdy is still doing what he's doing, right?
But
if Brandon Ayuk's there the entire year, maybe Brock Purdy looks. But like, I'm just saying, I think that Brock is being reasonable here. I think I'd rather Brock than Tua, and Tua's getting $50 million.
But San Francisco, I think San Francisco has control of his contract for 3 years, basically. Why would they bend over backwards right now? Brock Purdy, they have Brock where they want him too, because Brock has no money in his bank account. So I think this is a situation where you can play hardball. I think, honestly, the Dolphins should have played more hardball with Tua, because I don't think he had a lot of value because of his injury history. So, yeah, I don't know why the Niners are scared. I mean, Brock's not going anywhere.
Well, I mean, then they should probably trade him. See, that's the thing. They're talking out
for
of both
what?
Sides of
Nobody
their mouth.
Nobody's going to give you anything for Brock Purdy.
I disagree with that. We're talking about Tyler Shuck going in the first round. We're talking about teams that are desperate for quarterbacks.
For the rookie deal. Like, there's no way.
No, it's not just for the rookie deal. Because if your quarterback is good, you don't mind paying them.
I don't think people want to take on Brock Purdy's contract right now. That's a lot of money.
Then why are the 49ers talking about how they want him, they want him, they want him?
I think the Niners are I think they're making a mistake to pay him over 50. I think Sims is dead on. 45.
888-710-4ISN. If you're going to go to 45, go to 50. 888-710-4476. Okay, so much to do, including something we saw last night. Woof.